You don't like the earphones though, or what?
I'm not gonna rock them today.
He wants to show off his cute little hat. Hey everybody, welcome back to Enjoy the Podcast. I'm Los, this is Jared, that's JD, that's Cray, that's Ryu.
Yeah, today we have a special guest in the building. We got my brother, my blood brother.
His real brother.
My real brother. Cray Brady in the house.
Hey,
what's going on, dog? You chose an interesting topic to jump in on. Do you even know what we talk about today?
Kind of threw him in the fire, actually.
Oops. do you know what we talk about today?
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Why'd you say it like that?
He's got his VJ voice.
You feel me? We talking about JD's old past. You feel me?
Oh wow. Already got him.
Where's the lie, though?
I mean, hey, look, JD that's did start accurate. Off on him. Now, you know, he's
that's pretty accurate. Pushback. So today we are talking about, I'm going to wait for Los to sit back up because it's going to look weird when I'm saying it. Which you just bent over in front of me like that.
Whoa. Pause.
Yo.
Major pause.
Whoa.
See?
Why your brain got to go there, bro?
Yo.
Bro, why you everyone bring, was thinking it. I just said it.
Yeah, why you bring? I go
Los
there, bro.
Bent over right in front of me.
What you got a problem with that?
I just think collectively we can all agree, besides you, that calls for a pause.
No, it never calls for a pause.
Does it not, Los?
Everything calls for a pause.
Were you
Nothing
not thinking
calls for a pause?
Were you not thinking pause?
I left.
Were you not thinking pause?
He knew what I was talking about, though.
But we were all thinking.
You took it gay. I didn't take it gay.
No.
You took it gay.
We all, first of all, I don't think that's necessarily gay. I'm just saying we all took a pause.
What does pause mean?
Like, whoa.
Is that what pause means?
He said, whoa.
I feel like pause definitely. I mean, can we just look? Let's dissect pause real quick.
Is that what pause means? Whoa. Or does it mean something gay?
Pause definitely means that you said something of a sexual nature.
Nah, I would say no homo.
See, to me, JD, pause
JD, you're
means
lying
that you
your
said
ass
something.
Off right now.
That's what I would say.
JD, you're lying your ass off. Everybody in the world knows what pause means.
Yeah, pause definitely means that you're not on no gay stuff.
I say pause because I wouldn't say that.
Let's just call
a spade a spade, right?
Okay,
pause is a game that straight men play because we think it's funny, right? Mm-hmm. The uncomfortable truth is that it probably is offensive to some people, to gay people. It probably is, because it makes it seem like what they are doing is unacceptable or not, like, you know.
Cool. I just think it's something I wouldn't do. That's why I say pause.
And see, that's the thing. Like, when I do it, it is very innocent in my mind. It's an innocent thing. I'm not trying to pick on gay people by saying pause. Like, to me, it's just like, yo, you said something like sexual with your friend. Like, pause that. I mean, hey, look, I know I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong. JD's trying to front right now, say he don't mean it. Everybody knows what pause means. That's the reason why
it definitely is. It is referencing gay activity.
Listen, Cray didn't come on the show for this.
He's mad. He's trying to change the subject. Yeah.
I mean, let's do a not, cheers. So it's less to edit out.
Mics are all hot as hell. That's crazy.
Cheers, Cray. Pleasure to have you on, man.
Yep. He had no answer for that. He had to jump to the cheers.
Yep.
Edit that out. Nothing ever gets edited out. Anytime you say I'm editing that out, we keep it in.
I do pause. That. It's a running joke of it's today we are talking about two different types of characteristics. It's an extension of our last episode.
Yep.
Fuck boy and the nice guy.
Fuck boy.
I think we should start off with the fuck boy. What do you guys think?
Since nice guys finished last.
That's a great boom. So we'll start off
I'll
with the fuck boy.
Week.
Have you ever been called a fuck boy?
Not to my face.
Really?
No.
I've been called a fuck boy plenty of times. What about you guys?
Nah.
You've never been called a fuckboy?
Nah.
Not that I can remember, nah.
Yeah. I guess I'm the only fuckboy at this panel, guys. Anyways, I've been called.
I'm not saying I'm not one or I haven't been. I mean, yeah, I'm not saying I hadn't been one. I've never been told it to my face.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever been like, Los, you're a fuckboy. Well, how do they say it to you when they say it?
I'll get like, oh man, you know, you're acting like a fuckboy right now. Oh,
okay.
You know, that was some fuckboy shit that you did. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Okay. And you know what? The ironic thing about being a fuckboy.
Such what's a so funny, funny sentence. The ironic thing about being a fuckboy is.
No, what's really fascinating to me because. I find that is like the number one thing that women want to avoid, right? They all know they do not want a fuckboy. Like, that's like bottom line. We don't want a fuckboy. Everybody knows it's a negative term. But ironically, he is usually the most attractive one to them. Well, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
So it goes down to like his essence, right? The fuckboy knows he's a fuckboy.
It's the bad boy thing.
It's the bad boy syndrome.
Yeah.
It's the bad boy syndrome. You know what you get. So if let's say and the difference between them, and I'll compare them when they get to nice guy. Mm-hmm. The difference between fuckboy and a nice guy is that when the fuckboy fucks up, it's expected.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh yeah, you know what?
The bar is low.
That's some shit that Jared would have done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if the nice guy fucks up, it's like a breach of character. It's like, whoa, like this is a completely different person that you presented to me. This is a completely different person that I've witnessed. Yeah. You have been lying to me. You know what I'm saying? So the hurt is way higher.
For sure.
And the thing about attraction is like the fuckboy is like what they call a natural. He's like, he has that masculine energy. He has that I don't give a fuck attitude that like, contradictory statements are super seductive in the primal world, right? So the fuckboy, the bad boy, is usually the guy that gets a lot of women.
Right.
Is usually the guy that has the pick of a litter. Mm. Is usually the guy, and that's probably partly what plays into his fuckboy tendencies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Is that like, oh, you know, if I mess this thing up, I'm gonna go get it someone else. You know what I mean? And so I just find it interesting. I don't know if you notice any of those trends at all. Or if I'm just having the conversation by myself, guys. So nobody once has any input.
I agree with everything that you said. I think you're spot on. I mean, yeah, like that's exactly how it goes. I mean, every time that I see a guy that's, you know, out here running through him, he's a fuckboy.
The bigger question is why are women so attracted to the fuckboy over all the other men, all these men out here, the different types of men? Why is it that every woman has a kryptonite, you know, for fuckboys?
Yeah.
You wanna, expand on that.
Yeah.
Oh, a large part of the reason as to why women are so enticed by the fuckboy is because women have that catering, nurturing bone in their body, right? So it's like, I can be the one
that injured bird shit
to fix him. Yeah. I could be the one to get him back.
Yeah.
Or to get him to his full potential. Right. Mm-hmm. Or to give me what I need from him. And everyone likes a challenge.
Yeah.
A little storybook action.
Yeah.
When I met him, he was such an asshole.
Right.
And but I now, changed him. Look at him now. He wears collared shirts.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, I think that's, I could be wrong, but I think that's part of the main reason why women are like that. I mean, for me, I was, if there's a fuck girl, I was attracted to the fuck girl.
Oh, for sure.
But what is younger, a fuck girl?
Huh?
What's a fuck girl?
The female version of a fuck boy.
What do they do? Like, same I know shit, what a fuck boy does. Do. They just, like, is that a quote-unquote hoe?
Oh, shit.
No, I wouldn't say a fuck boy is a hoe. He's not automatically in the hoe category.
I think fuckboy is a hoe for sure. No,
you're definitely a hoe if you're a fuckboy.
I guess we have different definitions of fuckboy.
I guess like let's define what fuckboy.
Like a fuckboy to me is someone who's going to ghost you. Is someone who's going to kick you out as soon as we get done. Is someone who's not going to treat you the way you deserve. He may cheat on you and all that, but every category of the men that we've been going through will cheat on you as well.
Mm.
They could cheat on you. So I don't think that's like the top characteristic of a fuckboy.
Yeah, but why? Let's go deeper into that because let's say the only reason why he would feel comfortable to kick you out after it's done, the only reason why he would feel comfortable to you know, treat you not the way you should be treated is because he doesn't value it because he has more options.
And he doesn't respect you.
Of course.
Yeah, because he has more options.
He doesn't have to respect you
because he's like, it's like, yo, if I don't respect her, that's cool because I got 15 others that I don't have to respect
and
either.
It builds up into his like fuckboy tendencies because if you think about it, like, a guy who hasn't evolved out of the like fuckboy-ish tendencies is a guy who doesn't appreciate when he gets a good girl.
Right.
And I think the reason why he doesn't appreciate it is because he has this like mentality that if this one doesn't work out,
grass is green.
I got something else on, that I can have you know, that's waiting in the DMs right now.
It's also you feel me? They like that they don't got full access. Like, you know, you always want what you can't have.
Yeah.
And they don't got full access to it. So it's just like, it's kind of like a little bit of a chase for them. Not really, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
the problem is that 9 times out of 10, a fuckboy will never be done being a fuckboy.
90% of the time, you're saying?
Yeah, I don't. I think.
Isn't like what do you mean?
It's just like,
so it's very rare. It's very rare if you find that like bad boy fuck boy. I think it's very rare for someone to evolve. Obviously, people change, people evolve, but it is, that is a hard one to evolve out of. I think life is gonna sit your ass down. When he's gonna do. He's gonna have like a kid, or he's gonna go through some like traumatic experience where he doesn't have his looks anymore, or he doesn't have like, you know, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like he's gonna, some up. Life is gonna have to sit his ass down.
Life will humble you.
You know what I mean? I don't think that the fuckboy naturally will be like, I should change my ways.
Is a fuckboy a player?
Oh, 1,000%.
But I'm saying, is that the same thing?
Yeah, they could be the same thing.
But are they like, is there a difference between the two, do you think?
No.
Was Bill Bellamy a fuckboy and How to Be a Player?
Hell yeah, he was. Hell yeah, he was. You seen that movie, or was it before your time?
How to Be a Fuckboy. Yeah. Damn, that's crazy. How to Be a Fuckboy.
It was 1,000%. I think like the fuckboy is a dangerous one.
I don't really like the term fuckboy. It challenges my masculinity.
Been called that, but
why? What would you call it?
I like the term player. I feel better about my past when you call me a player and not a fuckboy.
Well, I think fuckboy is like the perfect term for it.
I think it's accurate. It's the modern day player.
Nobody wants to be called that though. Like, you
of
know
course.
I mean, like, I'm a player. Like,
look, to be honest, I think it's fair because we've been calling women sluts and hoes for so long. So it's like, you know what? Yeah. Like, here you go. Get it back. We're not calling you players anymore.
You're not a player.
We're calling you fuckboys.
You're a fuckboy. And I think it's a perfect term because that's really what it is. You're a boy. Damn. If that's what you're doing, if that's how you're moving.
Can we just call, I don't like my past being referred to as fuckboy. Like, I like it. I liked it better when I was a player, man.
Do you think
I'm
you're
a player, man?
Do you think you still have fuckboy tendencies?
I have some player tendencies still.
I sometimes see my fuckboy tendencies come out. I have to keep it in check.
I see them. Oh, for sure. They like to like, you know, like do one pop up.
Yeah, you're squirm, like, whoa, whoa, whoa,
like,
whoa,
hey,
whoa,
whoa,
whoa, chill.
Yeah, like, oh, relax, buddy.
What about take you guys? Are you think that side of you is completely dead, or were you ever a fuckboy?
Yeah, for sure I was. I think back when I was a fuckboy, I think that title wasn't out yet. So whatever,
you're still a player.
Maybe I was a player.
You were still a player. Player.
I was called. Whatever else. But no, for sure, I definitely was. I think I definitely have tendencies, though, left in me. And for me, it's like, and that's why I was saying the fuckboy, there's so many levels to it aside from cheating. I'm not a cheater anymore, but I do have some, you know, fuckboy tendencies as far as being disrespectful, right? Mm-hmm. Talking down to you, not to you.
Yeah.
Definitely selfish moments, I think. That's a huge quality in a fuckboy.
Yeah.
Huge trait.
Huge quality.
Trait, rather. No, that's the better word.
It is a quality. I consider it a
it's
quality.
It's a bad quality.
I mean, it could be a quality.
It's a bad quality.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I understand. No, now I got a pooch. Went over my head.
So, I was trying to figure out if I agree with that 9 out of 10 times.
Stat. Yeah, yeah. No, debate it, please.
Better hope it's not true.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that high. It's not saying it's that much lower. Mm. Because I do believe people can change, but I 100% agree with you as far as why that fuckboy or that person would change.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not a studied statistic.
Yeah, no, no,
it's
no.
It's a
no,
saying like 9
but,
out of 10
but
times.
It's
not off the dot org.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, it's like a common saying that we say.
Yeah.
I mean, I say.
But I think a lot of people
it's
would
a
agree
common
with
saying
you.
That just Jared says.
Does he change or does he just get good?
Nah, because the thing is, people like,
you know what I mean.
Now that,
nah, you know what? Actually, I think you're better. I think you're better off as a rookie. The longer it goes, the more people are hyped to, or they're onto your shit. You know what I mean? Like at that point, they've seen you do what you do with ex, you know, with her and her and her and her. So you have a reputation. Yeah, you got a rep by then. So like, I think you kind of have to. Eventually, you grow up. Either you grow up or you don't. Yeah. Like you grow up with how you deal with women, or you don't. Like either you get honest. Mm-hmm. Or you just keep lying and playing games. Like, it's one or the other. And I think that goes along with your own personal development as well. It's not just about you. Like, you're not going to grow up and stop fucking with women's feelings, but you're, like, you know, still being bullshitting on your personal shit.
Yeah.
As your personal shit evolves, the way you deal with other people, the way you treat women, all that's going to evolve as well. So, yeah, either you grow up or you don't. Like you said, it's a boy. Either stay a boy or you
become a man.
You become a man, Simba.
Yeah, I think, yeah, the bottom line is, that's why I was saying, like, the fuckboy is the worst one, because it's just, like, some whack ass, like, it's not right, you know?
It's not right, but it's one of the easiest ones to be.
Yeah, it is the easiest.
Because especially if you get good at it,
yeah,
you're like, why would I have the bakery? Or why would I have my cake when I can have the whole bakery?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you get to that point.
Why own a bakery when you can just go sample at everybody else's?
Yeah, however you want to phrase it. It's like, if the better you get.
We're just doing all
the better you get, and the less you get caught.
Yeah.
The harder it is for you to even change.
For you to want to change.
A lot of times you don't even have to worry about getting caught. You just do your thing.
Well, I feel like it's easier for girls to get out of that kind of, like, regimen or whatever you call it, rather than guys, because, like, you feel me? When we're in our thing and we're doing it, like, we don't like to change it up or switch it up. We just like to keep going with it. And I feel like you really got to be, like, mentally ready, or, like, that's the right girl for you to want to, like, settle down and get out of that. Like, girls could be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to change him. I'm going to do this and that. I could do this for him and maybe he'll do this. And it's like, that's not going to happen, because you can have the baddest girl and still do whatever you want.
But why do you think women have an easier time getting out of that stage than men?
It's just like, I'm not trying to get them mad, and that's just the way they set up.
Yeah. Like, I think I think it's not necessarily that it's easier. I think there's a lot less fuck girls than there is fuck boys. You know, I think, like, women have a maturity that comes to them quicker than guys.
I think it's because they're just more in tune with their feelings. That shit hurts to get your heart broken. That shit hurts to get cheated on.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit hurts to be giving it your all only for nothing in return.
Yeah.
That shit hurts when he said all this stuff and it's not given to you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think women are more aware of that because they're more in tune with their feelings, whereas men, we typically think from the waist down.
Yeah.
First and foremost.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. And then even if we do think with the head above, it's like, I'm not going to get caught, though.
Yeah. Right?
I'm going to get better at this. I'm not going to stop it. I'm going to get better at it. So I think I agree with you, Craig, but I think women just are on the whole tip of, like, I don't want that to be done to me. Whereas men are like, it won't happen to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Craig, how old are you again?
22.
So you're like, you're in prime fuck boy
material
right now. I was
just going
to say.
Right?
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that you are one.
No, he's a fuck boy.
Oh, he is?
I was a fuck boy.
I'm not going to lie, though.
The way you're doing this chin shit right here.
That's the fuck boy. Pride,
the main thing I do, though, is just like, if I'm not messing with it, like, or they kind of just annoy me, I do a lot of ghosting. I'm not going.
That's a fuck boy.
That's like the second.
I was going to ask you. The question I was going to ask you was, are you a fuck boy?
I'm a player. You feel me?
My man.
You see what you planted in his head? My man. You see what you're doing? You see what you planted in his head?
Players.
He needs to call it a fuck boy.
Players.
Player club only.
Players. Maybe
player players.
Nah. I mean, at the end of the day, the fuck boy mentality it's not fulfilling. At least for me, like, being on the other side, being in a committed relationship, like.
Yeah. Wait, while you were a fuck boy, was not fulfilling?
No.
I enjoyed it, man. I'm not going to hold.
So you felt the void.
I just like the freedom. Like, I feel like when I got a girl, like, I feel like I got a PO officer, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, get off my case. Like,
that's because you do a fuckboy shit. That's what I was going to
say. Yeah. Like, I can't do it. Like,
yeah. That's because you be liking girls' photos you shouldn't be liking.
Man, you know when IG used to have the you could see whoever.
Oh, the activity.
Like, yes. Oh, she was on that,
like,
shit, huh?
You know, you could see who you like pictures and whatever and that. They took that away, right?
Yeah, because.
And I had a girlfriend at the time, and I had liked some girl's picture, and she go over here, oh, you like this picture because you thought I wouldn't see it and this and that. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, she
like,
went
see,
on the page
like,
and found
I knew her before you. Like, it's just my friend. Like,
yeah.
Girls believe you can't have friends, though.
Yeah, that's going to be another topic.
I was going to say, unless you want to say
that. That's another topic.
Is ghosting a trait?
Yeah.
I'll say so.
Yeah.
Craig would say so. Easier, though. You're gonna get, you don't got to give no explanation, no, nothing. It's just... That's it. Yeah. Block.
Yo, damn, no, Craig.
Yeah, that's a fuckboy.
That's fucked up, bro.
That's a fuckboy. Like,
actually, Craig, why don't you give us some of the traits of a fuckboy?
Like, when I stop responding, they'll go hit me up on my other social media. So it's like...
All right, well, there's two sides of that. I will say this. If somebody is not responding to you, the writing's on the wall.
Yeah.
Read the text. Like, stop trying to, you know what I mean? Like... If I'm not responding to you on phone or my text messages and then like on ones, like on DMs and shit, mm-hmm. don't start like finding other ways to communicate with me. I'm obviously not talking to you. But then also, don't be a dick, bro. Like, just tell them you're not interested.
Though, you know what I'm saying? And they then don't. Especially like.
They don't. That's why they're calling you 500
times. If we're
talking
like, if I'm hitting you up like once or twice a week, you feel me? It's like, I'm not that involved.
I agree with you on
and
that part.
And then I get a text on my other social media like, haha, you funny. Like,
see, there's two sides of it.
You got multiple social medias?
Like, I talk like Snapchat, IG.
Like, if they're hopping from your accounts to it, yeah.
Because that's some fuckboy shit. If you had like 4 IG accounts.
I also think another characteristic of a fuckboy is somebody who, you know, when, like, you've heard it. I mean, it's kind of like a gaslighter, but you heard it when it's like, when it's like they bring up a problem that you did some fuck shit, mm-hmm. and then they always say like, "Well, no, you're just crazy." Mm-hmm. All my other friends, mm-hmm. they don't think this way. Right. My last relationship wasn't like this.
It's not me. It's
you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so that right there is like a 1,000% red flag.
Yeah.
This you dealing with a fuckboy right now.
Right.
You know what I mean? If he has no accountability.
Yeah.
He has no like.
The blame game.
If he does some shit or you guys get in an argument and somehow it flips on you,
mm-hmm. yeah,
it's a fuckboy.
If somebody's never able, like if you never hear somebody saying what they did wrong, mm-hmm. every time there's a disagreement, is, well, you know, mm-hmm. the one, like maybe you'll get a little, so, well, I guess I could. Nah, actually, no, I didn't do that. It was always you.
I'm sorry, but.
Yeah. Or I'm sorry I made you.
Oh, I'm sorry I made you. I'm sorry you took it
yeah,
that
that's,
way.
I'm sorry. Yeah. That's what it is. I'm sorry you felt like this, but that's not what I was saying.
Yep. That's fuckboy
material.
That's
unfamiliar. Cray.
Damn, Cray.
Yeah.
Cray, look, I know Cray's a nice guy deep down, man. Yeah.
Here's the thing.
I got a good heart.
You know? I think and that's the fucked up thing about a fuckboy. Most of them
I sound
are
like a chick right now.
Really nice guys.
Yeah.
Most of them have a really big heart. Most of them really care. But
I don't know about
no. Until you fuck.
Yeah.
Until you fuck.
Yeah.
We know how to wrap it up nice.
Something I want to say about the fuckboy is I one thing that I will say is usually he is a really smooth talker.
Smooth operator.
He is able to tell you what you want to hear. He's going to give you all of those things. He's very seductive. He's very well. He can engage a woman very well. Mm-hmm. And I think partly of that is because he has so much practice with a lot of different women. You know what I mean? And so I think that's a number one factor. I think that's why a lot of people get entrapped into these relationships with a fuckboy is because he's so smooth off the top. Would you guys agree with that?
Yeah, I think that's also the nice guy because that's the charmer. I think the nice guy and the fuckboy are very close, believe it or not. And I think a lot of women don't really understand what we would consider a nice guy.
Yeah.
And I think one of the major traits in a nice guy is the charmer.
Mm.
But the charmer, I'm not talking about Prince Charming, right? I'm talking about like the hood charmer. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm talking about the guy who will pillow talk you and smooth talk to get what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll talk his ass off because he knows what to say, when to say, how to say it, how often to say it.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean by the charmer is a trait of, in my opinion, the fuckboy.
A fuckboy is completely authentic. You know he's the bad boy.
Okay.
You know he's the bad boy. Even though he's a smooth talker, he's not being nice
I got
to
you.
You.
Right.
He's still
right,
being
right.
smooth. He's like, hey, baby, what's up? You know what I mean?
Isn't that part of the nice guy trait?
No, the nice guy is a nice guy. He's the deceiving. Mama's boy. He's the super nice guy. He's the one that's always thinking of others, never disagreeing with anybody. Mm-hmm. The fuckboy has a seductive quality that will disagree with you. It will be smooth, but it won't be like
as
nice. Like nice guy, the thing about nice guys, what you have to really watch out for is that the nice guy, at the end of the day, nobody is nice all the time.
Right, you know,
there's a difference between being a nice guy and there's a difference between being somebody who's empathetic. There's a total of different ways. The nice guy, he's the type of person that's going to be like, you know, like I was saying, like he's the mama's boy. He's the one that's going to agree with you. He's going to be all about you. He's going to indoctrinate himself to what you like. And he's going to protect that image at all costs. He's actually lying to you more than the fuckboy is lying to you. You know what I mean? So the nice guy, in my opinion, is the fakest
one. He's more of a snake in the grass.
He's a snake in the grass.
He's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
A relationship is there to help you grow. You can't have the same opinions all the time. And you will not, because you are two different humans. There's going to be areas that you're going to look at things differently. And that should be like the first key. If you notice that, like, dang, we think alike. We're the same. We're the same person. That is like a trigger in my brain that, like, okay, you're not being completely authentic with me. Because I know that there's going to be areas where we are going to have disagreements and we're going to have conversations about those. You know, the nice guy is actually not nice, ironically, you know, and a lot of it is formed from survival, at least for me. You know, I was a nice guy for a very long time.
I don't think I've ever been a nice guy in that sense. I've been a nice guy that's actually nice, like a normal, like nice person type nice guy. But I don't think I've ever been, I don't think I've ever used niceness as a weapon. I've never weaponized niceness.
Yeah, and I don't even think they do it knowingly that it's weaponing. I think they get.
I think they do.
I think you do.
You think so?
I think I did it.
Yeah?
I knew exactly.
I've never gone in trying to do the nice guy appeal.
Really? No. You never try to smooth moms and look good and all that?
Nah, because I'm not. You never made it to my point in stage right now, I'm not looking to be that role right now, so.
Not trying to meet your mama.
Well, I was definitely very aware of my nice guy-ness. My nice guy-ish. I knew how to talk to moms. I knew how to talk to the older sister. I knew how to talk to the older brother. I would talk sports with the older brother. I would talk The Bachelor with the older sister. And I would talk HGTV with the mom. I was in there.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I could talk to the moms and the brothers and all that. I don't like talking to the pops, which I was telling Jay the other day. Like, I don't like.
Because they know you're trying to fuck their daughter.
But the evolved.
You feel me? Sometimes we just, we come to a stalemate with the pops.
But listen, the evolved nice guy knows that that is the major key. It's not even so much the mom. Because usually women at your age, like 22, they don't really get along with their mom. Odds are. But the dad, if you can smooze the dad,
you're in there.
You're cracking beers with him on the couch, kicking up, watching the game.
Yeah, you're in there.
She comes in the room and sees you and Pops, and you're the only guy that my dad approves of.
You're in there. Bro. You're in there.
But a few of the girls I'll be talking to, they don't got like Pops.
Okay. And that's why they like you.
So.
Well, that's dad issues. That's a whole nother, combo. So I still have it, right? But I also know I'm not using it as a manipulation tool. I'm not using it as a gaslighting tool like I used to before. But I definitely know how to work a room. I definitely know how to
work a family over.
Just be
good quality.
That's what I'm saying. I switched it from
you weaponized
getting
it.
Things. No, I de-weaponized it.
Yeah.
Now I de-weaponized.
Well, now you. I'm saying, yeah. Back
in my
then,
eyes,
yeah,
in my then, eyes, yeah. You're empathetic at that point. You're able to connect with humans. You know, you might work a room, but you're not gonna work a room in the sense of I have to be light.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You just know how to be polite. And there's a difference between you know, when you go inside of a room and you are disagreeing with somebody and you know you're disagreeing and you know that you're not liking what they're saying, but you're just gonna go along with it just so that they can like you. Like for me, where it got dangerous for me, it was like I used to wear it like a badge of honor. So it became more important for me to be liked than it was for me to be authentic. And so what ended up happening was I wouldn't form any real connections with anybody. It was just like
surface.
It was just oh, you know, I want you to keep inviting me over, mm-hmm. you know? I want to be a nice guy. And I had to use it as survival at one point,
yeah.
you know? So it was just kind of like, I couldn't afford to people... for people not to like me.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For sure. You know what I mean? So it was something that I used as a like survival, and and it bled over into my relationships. Mm-hmm. It bled over into anything. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't real. And the reason why the nice guy, I think, is so problematic is because when that nice guy gets caught being not so nice and the woman sees it for what it really is, she is so devastated because you're completely the opposite person of her that you presented
and of her expectations,
and so it's like a knife in the heart. And ironically, what ends up happening, and I won't, you know, I don't want to speak on women on this part, but after they get done with the nice guy and realizing he's not a nice guy, they fall over to the fuck boy. You know what I'm saying? Because they know what they're getting. You get what I mean? And so it's just one of those things where the nice guy is the most dangerous guy, because
100%.
And I wonder, I really want people to hear this. Like, he is, if he's a nice guy, a quote unquote, especially a self-proclaimed nice guy, he is not a nice guy.
Yeah, nice people don't tell you they're nice.
I agree with you. They're the most dangerous because when they get caught up in their web, right? They can still get out of it. It's back to that snake thing. They can slither their way out of it to the point where slithering. You're like, and that's where the gaslighting, really all the experience comes into play. That's when the
who gaslights more? Fuck boy or nice guy?
Wait. So finish that point. I wanted to hear what was going to go.
Oh, I was just saying that because of their
experience.
Experience, but their professionalism in every experience. You know what I'm saying? Like they are the best of each.
The thing. Upper echelon.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like to really take down a nice guy is like probably the hardest thing to do. I have all the traits. A fuckboy is easy to, and he's not going to give a shit anyway. If you're talking shit, he's going to ghost you. My bad. But okay,
you have a battle in store if you want to talk shit to the nice guy.
But it's a battle you'll never win.
Yeah.
I promise you. I'm speaking from personal experience. I was the president of the nice guy club. I was in charge of letting nice guys in and out. I promise you, I was that bad.
Are you able to emotionally attach to the mother?
And to your point, Jay, like I used to have, that's when the emotionally unavailable man was at its prime too. Right? Because I would keep it surface. I wouldn't even let you in. That's why they were always like, I can't read you. When you're with the best of the best of a nice guy, you're never in control. Ever in control.
Master manipulator.
It is the master manipulator. It's the master gaslight. It's the best of the best. So that's why it's tricky, because and women are probably like, well, then how the hell do I know if I actually have a genuine, nice, authentic guy, or I have the fuckboy in disguise?
I want to go down that path because I think that there is a distinct difference between the two.
By the way, if that shit goes viral on TikTok, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
What did you do?
I'm just saying.
What did you do?
It was very similar to me saying what I said with Brian.
He's going to take it down.
When I said every time I cheated...
I don't think you said anything wrong.
No, I'm fucking with you. Go ahead.
The difference between an actual nice guy and a really bad nice guy is the actual nice guy is going to be able to challenge you. The nice guy is not going to challenge you. He's not going to want you to evolve. He's not going to want you to help. He doesn't want to help you grow.
Right, right.
He's just going to agree with whatever you're saying. He's going to slither to whatever your temperament, mood is.
The nice guy is easily able to adapt.
To adapt in a negative.
To the woman. Yeah, what I'm saying.
And because I almost took it like he was able to adapt out of it.
There's no growth in that guy. No.
But the actual good, nice guy is the guy who is going to be able to challenge you, who is going to be able to be nice about the challenging.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not going to be the type of person that's going to be mean about it.
Challenges won't be directed at you like, well, you always do this. Like, you know what? Let's try to do this instead.
Let's evolve together. Yeah. You know what I mean? Right. So that to me is the biggest thing, because I think we get into relationships to further our at least I get into relationships to further our understanding about life and ourselves. And I think a lot of people get into relationships just to love, you know, and I think you have to go into the relationship thinking I'm going to grow in this relationship and we're going to challenge each other. And if I feel like if I get into the relationship and the person is just always molding to my ideas and molding to the way that I like to live life and molding to how I experience life, it's going to get very boring. Now, I understand why people get into the relationship with the nice guy is because they dealt with a really shitty past person.
And that's where the nice guy
comes in, wins.
Because a really good nice guy is the guy who knows when you're under construction.
Oof.
He knows when a woman is battered, beaten, and down. And that, listen, hold my water for a second.
Oh, shit. Look, that's a floor right here. He's a fuckboy, bro. He's not going to hold shit.
He rolls up his sleeves. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Birdman hand rub. Yeah. And I promise you, he's like, let's go. Because it's too easy for them.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It's way too easy. It's fucked up what it is. But it's too easy. And it's back to like, because we can. Like, we talked about that in the last episode. Like, when a nice guy knows he can, he definitely will.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when it's like, so the nice guy, right? When he's sitting there like, no, tell me about what happened. Right? Best believe he's taking all the notes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know what not to do then. I know what not to say. I'm going to learn from his mistakes, right? Oh, man.
Ladies, a lot of y'all best friends are nice guys in disguise.
Yeah.
You think that dude is your friend? He's just trying to fuck you.
Right.
He's not your brother.
Yeah, the nice guy's a dangerous one. What would you say are beginning red flags of the nice guy?
I think you hit it on the head. It's the guy who doesn't really challenge you.
Yeah.
But the fucked up thing is most women and men, because I think there's nice women out here too. We don't realize it because we're just so happy because we were in a fucked up situation before.
Yep.
Right? We're just happy we're focused on the good.
Yeah.
And we're just happy we don't have a repeat situation.
Yeah.
So it's definitely the guy who's not challenging you, who's not evolving you or helping you evolve rather. And I also think it's the guy that's like, I don't want to say too good to be true, but I kind of do.
No, he is
I want to go that route because it definitely is the guy, you know, the girl that's talking to her home girl, like, girl, I mean, he's kind of perfect. Like,
well, because he's making himself perfect.
Exactly. Yes. Like that is the biggest
he's
red flag.
He's molding himself to your idea of perfection.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, it's 1000%. I was a nice guy. I mean, I was all the bad characters.
But wait,
thing one time, but I got tired of it. So once I got
exhausting.
Tired of it,
it's a lot of work.
Actually,
that's why I've never been. I've never been that. If I'm nice to you, it's genuinely me being nice. Like, I was really good at being a emotionally distant fuckboy or emotionally unavailable fuckboy.
It's easy to be that.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Yeah, I evolved into a emotionally distant nice person, like genuinely nice person. Like, I was actually nice to you, but I'm also emotionally unavailable or emotionally detached or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, like being a nice guy, that's a lot of fucking work, man. Like, draining. It's so much easier to just be a fuckboy.
Especially when you have multiple women to do that with.
Oh, see, that's why fuckboyism is way better, because
you know what I'm saying?
Like, if that caring. Way, like, you don't have to be like, hey, yo, look, man,
just be a fuckboy.
I'm just saying, like, it's, you know, it's less
right.
work. Like, if
no,
you,
no, you're
you
right.
Know.
Yeah. You know what's interesting about why you became a nice guy and why I became a nice guy is I didn't fully understand that the nice guy was toxic in the moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how you're saying you were using it as a weapon? I didn't understand that it was a weapon at the time.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, this is the safest route, like, for me. You know what I mean? This is the route
on
that...
On paper it is.
Yeah, yeah. Like, in my head, I was like, this is the safest route. Yeah. Like,
is it because it made you feel like you were being a good person?
Exactly.
And it also made you even though liked. Likeable.
Yeah, it made me likeable, and it made me feel like I was wanted around.
Right.
You know?
It gave you a sense of
purpose. Well, you were. Yeah.
Is it safe to say that we all have certain traits or had certain traits of these 5-6 types of guys?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a pie chart. You don't have to just choose one. You're not just one. You can be more of the other.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think that, I mean, I don't really, I think if you're one, you're always going to drag in other pieces. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like one, it's all like, it's one hand washes the other, both wash the face, right? Like they're all working in tangent to, with each other, or tandem, excuse me.
Yeah.
You can have a dominant one for sure. Like one will lead the way, so to speak. Like, you know, you'll have your fuckboy characteristics. You'll have the mostly unavailable, or you'll be a nice guy, but you'll still have a little bit of that other shit that's going to get sprinkled in there with it. You know what I mean? I know for me, that was definitely the case. I was never just one. You were going to get a few shitty people at one time, not just one shitty person.
So was it based off of the different women?
Like different women, for sure, because different women are going to allow me to do different things.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they're going to check me with certain... Exactly. They'll put up with certain shit and other shit. They're going to, you know...
Can't go for
check that at the door. Exactly. Yeah. So, like, it's definitely based off of what I perceive I can get away with. You know, what you're showing me. Like, I can, like, what... Like, where can I push a button to three?
Yeah, for sure. And I think, too, for me, it's I always look at it like trigger-based. Like, if a certain girl, you know, does something that you know, maybe trigger me into my fuckboy mentality of, like, fuck this, I don't even care. You know what I mean? Or it might trigger me into, like, being a nice guy because I feel like, oh, man, I might lose this girl.
I know how to.
Or, you know what I mean? Or it might trigger me into, because I literally... have every single one of these characteristics deep inside my soul. Like, I am the quintessential fucking bad guy. I was that my whole early 20s. I'm never gonna sugarcoat that.
Same.
And you know, I still battle them to today.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like, you know, me having a grip on it and my emotional awareness about it is what allowed me to evolve out of them. And I wouldn't even say that I evolved out of them. I just know how to manage them.
How does one become an evolved man?
Oh yeah, let's do that.
Because you can't just skip over the process. It's a whole ass process.
I think what everybody should be looking for out of men is a man who has a great deal of emotional intelligence, a great deal of social intelligence, and
a great deal of self-awareness.
Yeah, self-awareness.
Accountability.
Yeah.
Capabilities.
Capability. and really, I think the most important characteristic is empathy. So
I think one thing that women can do, and I just kind of thought of this just now sitting here, but like, just ask us if we are any of these things. It's like, put our feet to the fire.
You think that would be only the fuckboy would
probably be honest. You ask that question, the nice guy's coming out.
Well, so here's the thing. You probably won't get a genuine answer, right? Yeah. You're going to get one of two things,
most
right?
Most likely.
Oh, you're looking for the reaction.
It's all about the reaction. It's not about the answer. It's about the reaction, right? Yeah. It's partially the answer. And it's about the answer if the answer is honest, right? Like, if I'm asked, if I'm out on a date and she goes, you know, are you a fuckboy?
You can't handle the truth.
I'm going to be like, well, nah, I was. But, you know, I've gotten over that. So right there, at least the acknowledgement and like, you're getting, he's letting you know, like, yo, I was at one point acknowledging that, you know, I've grown from that situation. If I'm just like, nah, I'm not a fuck boy. What you mean? Like, nah, nah. Keep an eye out.
What would you answer if somebody asked you if you're a fuck boy?
Yeah. I mean, now I see where you were going. Yeah. Because you're right. It's. You bait for reaction, right? And I would respond instead of react.
What would you say if the girl was
I would say I definitely was.
Yeah. What would you say? What would you say?
I keep it playing.
I would say, well, I mean, there's only one way to find out. We got to keep going.
Fuck boy.
We got to keep going. And at that point, like,
why don't you just answer it?
That would be the answer.
No, he's like at that point in your life.
At that point in my life. I thought you meant now.
Like if you were single today?
Yeah, if somebody asked me, are you a fuckboy? I'm like, there's only one way to find out.
So Jared is basically saying he would still be a fuckboy.
If you were divorced, you would just go back to fuckboy?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
That's a fuckboy response.
No, it's not. If she would have continued, then we would find out. If the first day you asked me my fuckboy, my red flag's already going off. Like you...
You're triggered. Interesting enough.
Disappear real quick.
That's what I would answer. Okay.
Interesting enough, we had this exact conversation on Who Can Relate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Funny enough, when I said, like, what are some of the questions you'd want to be asked on the first date? And I said, like, basically what you said, you were like, oh, man, I'd be so nervous if someone asked me that question. So why do you have a different answer now?
Wait, hold on. What was the question?
So I said on Who Can Relate.
Okay.
I said, it was called dating as a guy.
I remember this part. Yeah, I remember.
And I was saying,
like, what would you want to be asked?
Yeah, as a man, what would you want to be asked? And then what would you want to ask the woman?
What was the question I said I'd be nervous over?
And I said, I would want to know what your intentions are, right? Like, what are you looking for?
Yeah.
The same heat with, are you a fuckboy?
The same heat. Yeah, like, AKA, what are you and who were you and what are you going to do with me?
Yeah.
And you were like, I'd be so nervous and blah, blah, blah.
Because I'm still emotionally, like, somewhat emotionally unavailable.
But that's like a...
Yeah, but
the other one's straightforward question. Like,
right.
This is a straightforward question.
Well, no, but it's two different types of questions. This is more straightforward than mine. Right, exactly. I'm not a fuckboy anymore. So that wouldn't make me nervous. If I was a fuckboy, then I'd be like,
What would make you nervous on a date if a woman...
Why do you think... This is my question. If the girl answers, or if the guy answers, I was a fuckboy, but I'm not anymore, why do you think he's not anymore?
No, it's how...
Go ahead,
Lewis. Well, no, it is. It's in the reaction. It's not so much the answer. It's about the way...
It's how he gives the answer.
Exactly.
If I was a woman, I wouldn't trust it.
I'm not saying like this is like that's the only thing. I'm just saying that's one way to get a little bit of insight.
Right. Yeah.
Because like, if somebody just straight up tells you like, yeah, I was a fuckboy.
The only way you're going to find out if he's a fuckboy is if we continue to date.
That's true. I mean, yes. Ultimately, there's the only way you're going to find out anything is by continuing.
Because words are one thing, actions another. But to Los's point, I agree because it's like based on his reaction and how he responds to you.
Yeah.
And also based on how well, if I can break down a fuckboy, you definitely know I wasn't lying when I said I was, and B, now you know how I've grown out of it.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's like, and also men aren't going to know what you're doing, right? Like you're an emotionally evolved man. We all are.
Okay? Yeah.
But if someone who's not, and a woman's like, were you a fuckboy? Or are you a fuckboy? And he's
I'm checked, please. Because that tells me more about...
Anyways, so...
That tells me more about her. Like,
no, bro, it's...
If we have...
It's a woman that knows what she wants, but more importantly, it's a woman that knows what she doesn't want.
It's a woman that is putting her past on top of you.
I disagree.
It is a woman that's putting her past on top of you.
I don't think she's putting her past on you. She's just asking a question.
Because how about this? What if she follows up with more questions?
Okay, then...
Are you emotionally available?
That's fine.
What?
That's fine.
That's not putting the past on you, too?
No, that's asking a question of who you are. Like saying, are you a fuckboy?
She's asking you if you're emotionally... So we'll start off.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one of the... emotionally unavailable men are one of the men we're saying you should avoid.
Yeah, yeah. No, totally.
So a fuckboy. If she goes down the list... So why is one projecting and one's not?
They're not projecting. That was the wrong thing to say. They're not projecting. But if you ask me straight up, the first date, are you a fuckboy?
Uh-huh.
And think that you're going to get an authentic answer, even from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think that you're ever going. If he is a fuckboy, you're not. Even if I tell you no.
But Jared, it's not about the answer. It's how he's giving you the answer. It's his mannerisms. Is he squirming? Is he saying,
I was in the past, but I'm not anymore.
No, he can elaborate
whatever
answer.
He wants.
He can say whatever he wants.
What he's going to say.
He says it.
But we can substitute any of these guys in there. It doesn't have to necessarily be fuckboy.
Either the questions.
But what Lose and I are trying to say to you is like, why does fuckboy automatically, you can't believe him if he says that. So what if he says, I was emotionally unavailable, but now I am emotionally available?
That's cool. No, that's fine.
So if she's like, are you a failure to launch guy? Are you a lazy guy? Are you the guy who can't commit? And he's like, actually, I was, but now I am.
Yeah, but also your actions would show that in just the
same
date.
It's the same thing with a fuckboy.
Yeah, but you're not. The only way you're going to get that answer.
I'm as lost as you.
No, let me explain it to you.
Okay.
The only way you're going to get the failure to launch answer, the fuckboy answer, the emotional all of the other answers. Yeah. The only way you're going to get those answers is seeing what his career is, not what his answer is, seeing what how emotionally he's available. With
but this, the way he's reacting to you, responding to you, will either warrant a second date or it won't.
The reason why it's hard for me to accept that. No, wait, hold on. I'm going to explain. The reason why it's hard for me to accept that is because I was the nice guy, and I would have said that, and I would have said what you said.
And I was probably a worse nice guy than you.
If no, such a, but that's what I'm saying is that you can't trust that on the first date.
I agree.
Regardless his response.
I agree. But if he's reacting in a way where he's squirmish, he's hot, he's sweating, you ain't getting a second date, girl, or homeboy.
That's not what we're asking. We're talking about your answers.
We're saying how we're giving our answers.
I know. It doesn't necessarily have to be a first date, though. Like, you got, like, we're boxing it all in and stuff. You can ask the question whenever you want. I don't care if you ask it right away, you know, a few dates in, whenever. I just think that it's something that can be used to give you some insight. I don't think it's a flat out, like, this, you ask this question, take it to the bank.
The reason why I don't think it gives you insight, I think that there's better ways to get insight than doing that.
I'm sure there's better ways, but that's just one way to do it. I'm not saying that there's not better ways.
Let me ask you this. Do you consider me today, right now, a fuckboy?
No. No.
I would not like if a girl straight up came at me and asked me that. I would not even continue. I would continue to go on with the date.
Why are you okay?
I would be like, okay.
Well, because she's only asking that because of what she went through in her past.
I understand that, but not necessarily.
Again, y'all are projecting and saying that like she's going to, she might just want to know.
So you think an emotionally secure woman would ask a guy that she went on a date, are you a fuckboy? You think that is an emotionally secure question?
No.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Why is that? Wait, why? Why can't I ask you?
You think asking, are you a fuck? It's just like going to a date. Would you ask the girl, are you a hoe?
Yeah. No.
That is not an emotionally secure answer.
Fuckboy is a hoe. No, hold on. Fuckboy entails way more than sexual promiscuity.
Exactly. All right, what label would you put on it? Hold on.
When you say somebody is a hoe, you're saying that they get around sexually.
What label do you have for a girl?
What label would you have for a girl that is equivalent to a fuckboy?
I don't know that I have one. I guess it would have to be...
H-O-E.
No, because I think hoe is not as a fuckboy is a more evolved type of animal.
Mm-hmm. Would you go into the date and say, "Are you an avoidant woman?"
I think that's a fair question.
I would phrase it differently, but I would definitely allude to that.
That's not secure, though. I don't think that's secure.
How is asking questions insecure?
Yeah.
No, and that's you're twisting the words into asking questions.
You feel me, you're feeling.
You're twisting it into asking questions. You're not asking questions. You're asking a triggering questions instead of just asking normal questions. She will over time will tell you if she's an avoidant woman.
Right now we're going off of this hypothetical. We're going off of this.
And I'm saying in this hypothetical,
you would be out.
I would be out, and the nice guy in me, if I was a nice guy and I was a manipulator, I would say, you know what? I was in the past, but I'm not now.
I think that you would be out because you are over defensive and you're still in those characteristics. And then it actually just, she just got the
what she
exactly
needed.
What she needed.
I just think that
like, that's why you would be out.
Question. I wouldn't be, I think you guys are insecure when you hear yourself being questioned.
That's what it is.
So why are you so triggered by her asking a question because you think she's triggered?
No, I'm not. I don't think she's triggered.
You said that.
No, I'm not. I said that she's bringing in her past.
Because she's triggered from being a fuckboy.
No, what I'm saying is asking that question is not going to get you that answer. Even your reaction is not going to give you that reaction.
It's going to be very telling.
Your reaction right there just gave her the answer. Like you saying that you're out.
But I asked you the question, do you consider me a fuckboy?
No, right now in this moment, I do not.
And so right now in this moment, if I went on a date, if me and Shan broke up.
You right now in this moment cannot be the person that goes on the date because
that's what I'm explaining to you. Is me, not a fuckboy, straight up guy who will tell you what it is. And I went on a date with a woman and she asked me, are you a fuckboy? I instantly would think this is something I don't want to get involved in. I think this is a better way than coming on, even no matter what, going, are you a fuckboy? Are you emotionally unavailable? Are you this? I just don't think asking those questions, you're going to get an honest answer.
I think when in the right setting, that's completely, I completely disagree with telling. You. But that's
no,
just,
totally. We can agree to disagree. Yeah. I just think that.
We agree that you're wrong. No, I'm fucking with you.
Jared's hot.
We're agreeing to disagree. We're agreeing to disagree. I'm just fucking with you.
Jared's hot. I am actually pissed, but that's besides the point. That's besides the point. That's besides the point. I just think if we're dating, it's just very unseductive. It's just not like, it's just not a thing for me. I would never go on a date and say, oh, how many partners have you had? Or, you know.
That, this is, nah, what you guys are comparing about? Apples and oranges when y'all, yeah. Just please stop doing
those
that.
Those are the same type of questions to me.
To you.
To each their own. Can I finish a sentence?
To each their own.
Can I finish a sentence, yes, please?
You can finish a sentence, bro.
That's just not my approach. Yeah. I would watch your actions. Actions speak way more louder than words.
Of course.
And,
always.
And so it just doesn't.
That's why we said based on your reaction.
But the reason, listen. I get it. You don't want to understand it, but I really want you guys to.
Yo.
I said I get your guys' position. I'm trying to explain to you why.
What you just said.
You don't want to hear me.
I'm not.
You don't want to hear what I have to say. And I understand. But I'm saying I get your guys' position. Wow. But the reason why yours would work if I wasn't a nice guy in my past. Because the nice guy would answer, I was in my past, but I'm not anymore. The nice guy would answer, I'm not this anymore. Or I would lie about certain situations. So the reason why I say that is because I was a nice guy before. And your only way you're going to get that answer is watching my actions. The only way you're going to get the answer is if you continue to date me.
We all agree just, about that. Yeah, we literally all agree on that stance.
Where do we disagree then?
That it's okay to ask that question. That's where we basically disagree. Yeah. We agree with you that actions speak louder than words. You have to keep you're not going to find out just off my answer. Yes, right.
You know that. You
again, maybe, when asked in a appropriate setting.
Exactly. Okay.
I think that question is completely valid. I think it's a constructive question.
Right.
I think that it is a good question.
It's a telling question.
If I just get in your car and we're supposed to be going to Chick-fil-A and you jump out the fucking window and say to me, are you a fuckboy?
Exactly.
Yes, then I'm going to completely agree with you, Jared.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I'm going to say, yo, what type of weird ass shit are you on? Exactly. And then I'm going to agree with you as well, Cray. And I'm going to say, you are projecting your past onto me right now.
Right.
But if we're sitting here vibing and we're talking about past dating and this and that, and I'm telling you how.
But if you're sitting there talking about.
Let him finish.
If you're talking about past dating.
Let him finish.
Why do you have to ask the question?
Go ahead, Los. Go ahead, Los. Maybe he'll answer your question.
I mean, yeah, that might be fair too. Maybe you don't have to because maybe I tell you these things. But at the same time, maybe you hear me describing personality traits X, Y, Z or whatever. And you say to yourself, hey, you know what? These kind of sound like you were a bit of an emotionally unavailable guy. Or it sounds like you might have been a bit of a fuckboy. Were you was that what you were, were you doing that kind of thing too? Was that what,
Would that be suffice for you?
So here's the difference. What I'm saying is. Mm-hmm. What you're describing is me saying there's other ways.
I guess I failed to clearly describe the way that I would expect the question to be asked. So that's this whole thing is off on me.
No,
because I did not say no. Because I didn't say under the appropriate setting you could ask this question.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to do that.
No, I feel like had I said that,
you don't have to do that.
I don't think that.
You don't have to do that.
So.
Yeah, I don't think we would have had this whole because I feel like under the appropriate setting, do you think that that's an okay thing to ask?
No, what I'm saying is you don't have to ask that question. Yeah, he's still talking about all the other things.
It doesn't
matter.
Okay.
Yeah. What you're saying is no matter what, just watch my actions.
Yes.
What you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And we are also in agreement.
So when you say
actions are always louder.
So when you say so I'm going to tell you how we got down this path is when I say you have to just wait and see and find out. You say that's a fuckboy. So when you say those things.
Because that's a fuckboyish kind of answer. It sounds like that's something kind of fuckboyish. Okay. So when you say wait and see, I think it's the way I hear it in my head. Like, I hear it let's just wait and see. That's how I hear it. But I don't. Maybe that's not what you were saying.
If you responded, we'll have to wait and see. If you responded with like, here, take a deep breath, Doc. If it's a safe space, if you responded with.
Because it's so annoying what you guys are saying.
If you responded with, well, I guess there's only one way to find out. Like, that's
okay, I'm like, oh shit, okay, cool. You know what I mean? Well, let's put a pin in this.
No.
I 100% know the comments are where it's going to be at with this.
The truth will be in the comments. So,
and maybe just like I learned on the failure episode and early in that episode, sometimes I got to watch it back. I got to take a step out because right now you're in it. And maybe you'll have a different perspective. Maybe not. And if you don't, it's okay. If we agree to disagree on some shit, that's great. You said something earlier about a nice guy. One of the traits are is if he's always agreeable with you, that's not going to last. If the three of us, Craig, I know you're here, but if the three of us, no, but hold on. If the three of us are constantly in agreement, it's never going to be a good show.
Yeah.
No one's going to come here and be like, I just want a yes answer all the time. Just they want
jerking each other off.
They want different perspectives, different dynamics.
I just don't think you guys understand what I was saying.
I definitely understand what you're saying. Definitely also believe in my heart of hearts, you don't understand what we're saying.
I do. I really do. I'll be the villain.
You're completely not the villain to feel how you feel.
We didn't get into the involvement.
That's you guys enjoyed the podcast and they would lie to you. I would not.
Get yourself an involvement.
I would not lie to you.
Get yourself an involvement.
Get somebody who is comfortable with you asking questions.
That's manipulative.
Just end it. Just everyone that's stop watching.
Last word.
Stop
I got watching. The last
that's
word.
Manipulative.
He's a gaslighter.
Bonus content. Go to that. Go to that.